Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da. Sorry, I was a little late getting in there, but we're here now, and that's a good thing. I think we'll do some more Tom Cruise of comedy. He's one funny guy. I gotta think what I put it under. While back, Tom made all these recordings with various members of the First Amendment, and we had a great time doing it. But I'm looking at a new computer, and everything looks weird. Okay, so I guess it's alphabetical order. I just might have to play a song until we get there. So let's start with a song, and we'll find the comedy. Search the comedy.
In yours. Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year, and there's a reason. The season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there. So come along. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Oh, Cuba. That's where I'll stay. Panatellas, Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba.
music, I guess, to go with my hot cocoa. Lots of fun. Having a little Tom Carozza comedy. This is from a radio show he used to do, and what he would do is have the audience call in, and they would give suggestions, and then he would put a record on. This is the old-fashioned way the music you're hearing in the studio. He'd put on a record, and the whole sketch would be totally improvised. So let's hear this one now.
Hello again, Nature Buffs, and welcome to In Search of the Easter Bunny. Today, our journey takes us to the Amazon. Don't ask me why, but when you've been looking at a training bra as long as I have, you can't study a map very well. Let us journey down this river now and see if we can find the Easter Bunny.
Excuse me, Professor.
Yes, Tommy?
I found part of the bunny. Why, I think these are bunny's ears, aren't they?
Oh, let me take a look at those.
Why? I've been looking for that for days.
Now, who are you, young lady? I'm Professor Science, and this is my sidekick, Tommy.
Hi.
I'm Dr. Flemington.
Dr. Flemington.
Correct.
I've heard so much about you.
Slap me some skin. Whoops, there goes a finger.
Oh, no. Oh, she caught the plague, too, Professor.
And well, look, the Easter Bunny lost his ears. Tell me, is there some leprosy down here that we haven't read about in the newspapers?
Plenty of it, young man. We've been looking for the real Easter Bunny, though. We've found lots of other Easter Bunnies that have been saying that they are the real Easter Bunny, but we haven't found the real one.
Well, say, Dr. Flemington, why don't you climb into my Amazon canoe here, and let's go downstream in search of the Easter Bunny.
What?
Look, Professor.
Yes, Tommy?
Over there, floating in the water.
Another ear?
It's a laundry list.
Oh, let me see what it says there. Cotton ball, fuzzy egg, donut fungus.
Why, it seems to me like it belongs to the Easter Bunny.
Why, yes. I think we're getting closer.
I think so, too. Look on the water.
What do you see, Dr. Flemington?
I see a couple of little bunnies. Oh, I
can't
see it.
Bunny nuts.
Bunny nuts.
Oh, wow.
They're crunchy, aren't they?
That's right. Listen, Professor.
Yes, Tommy?
I'm going to take out my pencil eraser. I'm going to erase some of the things on this laundry list. We shouldn't be reading someone else's laundry list, especially someone we're hunting.
Especially the Easter Bunny. Because, you know, ever since he got that leprosy, well, a lot of kids are going to go without Easter baskets this year.
He can't
pick them up anymore.
You mean instead of jelly beans, the kids are just going to have to eat donut fungus?
Donut fungus and those little crunchy things
young
we were
man,
talking about earlier.
Bunny
young
nuts.
Man, would you quit looking at my chest? I see that you're looking at my training bra.
All right, now let's get back to science now,
That's right, Professor. What?
Can you see?
What?
There, hopping up and down or sort of
twaddling
around there.
Yeah, but it is the Easter sort of Bunny I've been looking for him for years.
Let's go up to him, shall we? Remember, take nothing but photographs, leave nothing but footprints. Come on, kids.
I got some good pictures so far.
Oh, that's terrific.
Beautiful. Look at him. He's pink all over.
Oh, marvelous animal.
You know what's happening, though?
What's that, Tommy?
The canoe. Why, our canoe is heading for a waterfall.
Oh, dear.
Girl, the three of us are going to die, and we're going to end up going to improv heaven.
Hello?
Hi. Hello. You are.
Have a situation.
Great. What is it?
A male bird watcher goes backstage to meet Gypsy Rose Lee.
A male bird watcher?
Yes.
That's great. Thank you.
What does she sound like? It's been years.
Natalie Wood. She did the movie. All right. Here we have a male bird watcher going back to see Gypsy Rose Lee.
Oh, it's another male outside my door. Oh, goodness gracious, I thought I wasn't going to be disturbed. Who is that?
Hi. My name is Scooter McKinley, and,
are you very young? Just let me open the door just a crack.
I'm a man. Oh, there we go.
Hi.
And I just saw your show tonight. You know, my dad brought me, you know, because he thinks I look at birds too much. You know, we ended up here, and I saw your show.
What are you doing with all those things around your neck? What have you been, binoculars? You've been sitting in the audience watching me through binoculars? Is that some kind of joke?
No, Miss Rosalie. No, Miss Rosalie. See, this one here, this is a duck call. And over here, see, this one is a pigeon call. This is my collection, Miss Rosalie, and You're the woman that I want to share it with.
Gee.
I'm sorry, I've never seen anybody as pink and as round and as beautiful as you.
Don't forget the black hair.
Well, that too. Gee, Miss Rosalie, gee.
Would you like to come in?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, come on in. I tell you what, could you just take those things off of your...
Sure,
just to,
sure, sure. Anything you say, Miss Rosalie.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, I couldn't help but...
What's that? Who's that for?
That's a funny one. That's almost as good
as... I like
as...
it. I like this one.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
You can have it.
So how old did you say you were?
13. Sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm a man. I mean, you know, 13, that's it, you know. From then on, it's downhill. You know, that's my peak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's this up to... Oh, you get a little box. Isn't that sweet?
Yes, it's a special gift for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da!
Clothes.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Hey, back to our show. Betty Jo Tucker, I know you're on the line. You're so good. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And that was Steve Mendoza, and I quite haven't memorized your time, Steve, but I know you have a Sunday brunch that I remember. So look up Steve Mendoza on Dream Stream Radio. Steve Mendoza, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. And the Wacko Boys, I think they took the day off. Wacko Bob Show, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. And Chuck Skull and Kat Vecchione on weekends, I think at 8 p.m. on the Wacko Network. So check them all out because they are good listeners. Oh, what's this one by Carol Lester? Let's
lay down.
So Nice by Carol Lester. Wasn't that a nice little song? I forgot to mention, Vicky Chats is in the house all the way from Greece. I missed that fried cheese. I keep meaning to try out the new one. There's a new place that's opened up, and I want to try that out too. I'm sort of in a pleasant mood today. I was looking for a Hanukkah song. I know I have some. And, wow, it fell on the same night. What a food fest that would have been. Oh, here's my Hanukkah song. Here we go. Enjoy. For those of you who enjoy the Hanukkah.
It's Hanukkah somewhere, the festival of light. 8 candles are burning, menorahs are bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Hanukkah somewhere tonight. It's Kwanzaa somewhere, a festival with lights. 7 candles are burning with principles so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Kwanzaa somewhere tonight. It's Ramadan somewhere, a festival, no lights. 5 pillars of Islam are practiced so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Ramadan somewhere tonight. For those of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, it's somewhere, a festival of 4 of are burning so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere, it's somewhere tonight.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. my poor legs. Get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me? And burning hair, something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint. Oh,
what's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Liking touch to me, sending shivers all through me. For me, it is more than a smell, it's a feeling. Its hold on my soul sends my memory reeling.
What's that smell? It is waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and puke. You can tell that some trouble is brewing. Here comes Constable Ewing.
He can tell us what's doing. Well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying.
Hell, for it is more than a smell, it's a feeling.
That was Tom Carozza with What's That Smell? Love the Carozza. Hey, I have a special guest in the room, Linda Marin. Hey, she's listening. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, Vicki Jett, say hi to Linda. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And if you're looking for therapy, hypnotherapy, especially a really good one, go to lindamarin.com. That's LYNDAMARIN.com. She actually got my longtime smoking friend, Linda, Michelle, to stop. Good work, Linda. So, I've seen her work. Go check her out. She's available both in New York and in the Florida area, Gainesville area, lindamarin.com. Can you believe how fast this time has gone? It's amazing. It's amazing. And I want to thank Vicki Chats for tuning in. Very nice, all the way from, somewhere on an island in Crete, right? Am I right? All right, for my listeners in there, Linda, Vicki, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. I think we should go out on a little Nancy Lombardo scat, don't you? All right, have a good remaining eating the leftover days of your turkey. Thank you, and check out Linda Marin. That's Linda with a Y, not Linda with an I. Okay, here we go. Have a good day, and watch my TV show tonight on MNN.org.
I won't scream.
Eastern Standard Time.
I'll be chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong. My letters for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Whack 'em! Loser! You're so friendly! That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that canary food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Or did I feel foolish? Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.